Welcome to Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are on location in Crown Point, Indiana at Green is Good by Kate with Caitlin Rather. All right, good morning, Kate. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Good. To get started, let's just go ahead and tell me about you, the individual.
Okay. I'm Chef Kate, obviously. I grew up in Crown Point here. I am 29. I am a food pun lover, if you can't tell by what's surrounded by you. I love being outside and hanging out with my family, and that's pretty much it. I love cooking, and that's
cool. Cool. All right, let's just jump right into Green is Good by Kate. Go ahead and tell me when you started, when you opened, and what the big driving factor was for you to open the store.
Okay. Green is Good by Kate. The actual restaurant started or opened about 4 months ago. But before that, I had my business, and I was doing farmers markets in Crown Point. Okay. I was doing catering for, like, weddings, bridal showers, baby showers. And I also did weekly food items that I'd sell out of a health food store locally in Crown Point called Herb Time Market. So that's how I started everything off, and it led up to me opening this place here.
So when did you start doing all the farmers markets and stuff?
I had been doing farmers markets for like 2 years now. So it's kind of a slow transition getting into here, but you know, you have to work up, you know, to get to a big time. So
that's great. So what was the driving factor to even start back then at the farmers market?
Well, I went to culinary school in New York at the Culinary Institute of America. And when I was there, obviously, it was upstate New York. There was so many awesome food options and things like that. So when I came home, I kind of was like, missed all of that.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, I used to be a vegetarian also. So I was a vegetarian for 8 years. So even just growing up in that area, being vegetarian in Midwest, you're very limited. And that was like 12 or 13 years ago. So it was even like way before
it was in vogue.
Yeah. So just coming back, I missed all the stuff from New York. And I really thought that this area was missing out also. So I wanted to bring something to the people and help them be more aware of like what they're eating and that there's healthier options and healthy food does taste good. It's not that it doesn't taste good. You can have healthier food and make everything from scratch. And that's what I do here at Green is Good by Kate's.
Cool. So at the beginning, when you were at the farmer's market, how was it perceived, or how did it go at first? Was it a success right away, or did it take a while to grab hold?
I was in the health food store before being in the farmers markets, so I had a little following that would come to the farmers markets, but it was a slow transition for people to try out my things. But I also tried to do familiar things, but just have it be all organic or like healthier things and not
the
like
healthy
all
twist
from scratch.
To it.
Yeah. And at first, the first year I was there, I only had like prepackaged items. And then this last year before I made like food to order. So that went over well also. But, you know, the food scene for the Crown Point Farmers Market is limited. So a lot of people came for produce and stuff. So it was something new for them to see food. So I had a lot of people that'd be like, oh, next week we'll come back and get food. We already ate, but it was catching on. So it was good.
So the last 4 months here in the restaurant setting, so just go ahead and tell people like what you do, what they expect when they come in, like how it all works.
Okay. So the restaurant, it capitalizes on grab and go healthier options. So when you come in, you'll see a case and it'll have a bunch of wraps, salads and sandwiches and sides. And so it's kind of trying to have that. You can come in and you can sit. There's tables that you can sit in, or you can take it with you because you have to go back to work, or you are going to going to the beach or having a picnic. So I have a lot of people like that come in. So it's all made in the morning, smaller batches, and then I replenish it throughout the day. So everything's still fresh. and all of the chickens are roasted every day, and you know, all the sauces are made by me, and everything's made by me. So it's get a really good, like, fresh quality taste to everything.
So you're the only one cooking, or do you have other employees here as well?
I have one other employee, Meredith, and she just started a couple months ago, like 2 months ago, because it was just getting a little too much for me, which is good.
Yeah.
So, but she helps me do some cooking and things like that, but majority I still do all the cooking. But she's learning, so she's actually never worked in a kitchen before, so it's kind of cool to teach her some new things and for her to learn.
She doesn't have bad habits.
Yeah.
So going back to even at the beginning when you were in the health food store and the farmer's market and stuff, your initial vision for what you wanted to do, is it the same as it was back then now, or?
It's expanded. I think you start smaller, and then as like things go along and like get better, and you kind of expand and you're able to do more. So I was limited when I was in the health food store because I had to rent a commercial kitchen in Valpo. So I would do all of my production and packaging and everything in Valpo, and it was rented by the hour. So I'd be really limited on time. So I could only like go there once a week, whereas now I'm here all the time.
Right.
And I can do, if I feel like doing this day or the next day, then I just kind of make it. So
right.
It's I've expanded and what I am able to give to people. I originally wanted to do that and now I'm able to execute it.
Okay. So the vision was there originally, you just couldn't execute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just limited.
You've been open 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Was this already a restaurant before?
It was not. It was a physical therapist
office.
So
how long was the process between you found the space and actually opened the store?
I obtained the space August of 2016. Then I opened in March 2017. You know, since I had to do a ton of remodeling, I had to have stuff approved by the state and all of that process. So that took quite a while and, you know, just getting holidays and other things. And,
right.
You know.
Okay. So chef by passion, how has the business side of things been as far as doing all that kind of stuff and actually running the business?
It's been really good. I'm extremely happy with how people have taken the place and how excited people are when they come in. And I have a lot of repeat customers, so I always feel like that's a really good sign if you have repeat customers.
Definitely.
So, and I still am getting a ton of new customers, so that's always great too. So right now it's going really well. I'm really happy.
And mainly word of mouth, or are you marketing?
Word of mouth, and I do a lot of marketing on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and that's where I see the most, the best return with everything. Everyone that comes in, I saw you on Facebook, so, you know, don't stop what's going good. So.
Exactly. Now, Facebook is becoming the place for everything.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So culinary school, what actually got you to go to New York versus something more local?
I went to Purdue in Lafayette and I got a hospitality and tourism management degree there.
Okay.
It was my senior year. I was like, I want to go to culinary school, and I was working under a chef at Purdue, and I do catering at the president of Purdue's house, and we do all the events there, and that chef Ivan, he actually let me have like a satellite location on campus, so I was running and he was letting me do a lot of awesome things and run the bakery, and so I asked him his opinion, and there was another chef, Mike Brown, and so Chef Mike went to Culinary Institute of America, so he was really informative and told me all about it and basically just got me super psyched about wanting to go there.
Okay.
So I applied there and I got accepted and
awesome.
I graduated in May and then I moved out there in October. So.
And you said it was upstate New York?
Yes, in Hyde Park.
Okay. So when you started hospitality management, were you into the food side of it that hard, or did it, was it an evolution through school?
I was into it, which I thought was, I was into it hard, but as like I was more into the school, I worked in restaurants since I've been 16. So I always knew I wanted to be doing culinary stuff, and I actually wanted to go to culinary school instead of college. And my dad was like, you're going to go to college first, and if you want to go after, you can go after.
Yeah.
So after I graduated, I was like, from working, after working with Chef Ivan and Chef Mike, my passion grew tremendously because they just opened my eyes to so much more that I wasn't even aware of, like on the food side. So I thought I like loved cooking before that, and then I met them and worked with them, and it was insane how much I found my passion for it.
Yeah, the good mentor.
Yeah.
So when you were working with them, were you doing the organic stuff, or did that come later in the whole thing?
We did a lot of, we tried to do as much organic as we could, and we actually had a garden at Purdue, like a little plot, so we'd like try to grow as much as we could and use like lettuce and things like that, use it for the catering.
Yeah, that's
so
neat.
Yeah, it was cool that they kind of showed me that. But organic stuff also started when I was more in high school. My mom actually introduced me more to organic, and she was a really healthy eater, so I'd say me being a vegetarian and then her also influence, and kind of they all just tied together.
Looking for other options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. It's cool that you were able to bring it full circle like that.
Yeah. And I used to, work at Frontera Grill and Topolo Bombo, Rick Bayless's restaurant in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of organic and stuff like that. So that was a really good influence for me too. And actually their meat supplier is my same meat supplier that I get from them. That's how I remember using their product and everything, and I loved it and the quality. And they're actually out of LaGrange, Indiana. I know they're local, so I was like, this is a great opportunity for me to use this. So
that's cool. That's cool that the relationships that you met throughout that you're able to utilize now. So packaged goods, how are you able to maintain the quality of it versus making it on the spot for the people? Or what's the big difference for that?
Like I said, I just make it in smaller batches, so I'll only make maybe 4 of each wrap or something. So then when I get low, I make more. So it's just always continuously being stocked, so it's not sitting there for like a whole day or forever. So and I just plan really precisely.
But so it's limited quantities at a certain time. So basically you could run out of things. And, and that's probably what you want to do, or as close to possible.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, at first I was like, what if I run out? But then I'm like, no, that's what they're getting, and that's what they're paying for is freshness, and that's what you get when you want something fresh is sometimes you might run out. So
So at lunchtime, do you run out of stuff sometimes?
I haven't, just with my training and everything. I plan really well. And I am busy enough to where I go through the things that I make. Like, I'll make, you know, my sauces. I make smaller batches of, like, my sauces and prep and everything. So, you know, it goes through quickly and it's not sitting for, you know, this many days. So right now, hopefully you didn't jinx me. I haven't run out of anything, but
it's all right if you do, really.
Yeah.
So basically you're, even though it's small batches for the final prep, you have the sauces and everything else prepped a little bit larger so you can throw together the end product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. And rotate menu often?
We have a set menu right now.
Okay.
And it's stayed since we've opened, but we have weekly wrap features that change obviously each week. Our vegan soup we have changes each week, and then our side options like our potato salad, pasta salad, quinoa salad, what's inside of those changes each week also.
Okay.
And then we also sometimes add some extra sides, and we always have cookies, but I add some extra desserts. So right now we have like a strawberry rhubarb crisp, kind of try to do seasonal stuff. And right now we actually just started doing our dinner type meals that we offer. So they're prepackaged. It's for single serving for one person. So this week we have a stuffed chicken breast, and it has artichokes, spinach, and roasted red peppers inside. It has a herb brown rice pilaf, and then roasted vegetables.
Oh, good.
So it's for a carryout option only, but I have a lot of people that were coming in and asking for more dinner type stuff. You know, they come after work, and they want to pick something up for dinner because they just don't kind of have time to or energy to make anything. So I wanted to offer something. So, and it's healthier. It's better than, you know.
Right, definitely. And you said everything's from scratch, right?
Yes.
Soups, sauces, everything.
I make all the stock, everything. So I get whole chickens for our wraps and sandwiches that use chicken. And we roast those, I shred them, and then we use those bones, and I make all the stock for the soups that have. So it's definitely like your grandma's homemade soup.
And you mentioned the meat company was local to Indiana.
Yes.
Other local stuff too?
We are partnered with Lane's End Farm. They're out of Lowell. And they do organic practices, and we try to get as much stuff of our produce from them that's possible. Just they're definitely getting a lot more now as the summer progresses. We try to keep seasonal stuff. So all our lettuces are from them, which they're awesome. And we're getting green onion. We're actually getting a delivery today, so I'm always excited. It's like Christmas when I get a delivery.
So do they come with different stuff available, or do you pre-order everything?
It's basically kind of like a day or two before. I let them know how much I need, and they'll let me know what new stuff they have available. It's Liz and Corey. They're super nice people, and they're really flexible with me, and it's really easy to work with them, so it's great.
So in the restaurant business, credit versus cash, I'm assuming you have credit lines with some of these people, some of the suppliers?
Yeah, some of my suppliers I have a credit with. Just actually one.
Yeah.
But other one is just, well, I do credit, but it's kind of like pay on delivery type thing. So I don't have any outstanding.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that I was in the restaurant business for years, and I think that's one of the hardest things as a new person, let's not associate with a franchise or anything bigger, because they don't know. You know, you got to establish yourself.
I can go to the farm, either of those farms, and check everything out that, you know, I'm getting. So that's really important to me. It's awesome.
Like, no, the local, you know, if you would have tried that 5 years ago, I don't think you would have been able to do it to the scale now. And it's getting more popular and more popular than. You know, the farmers have always been doing it, but the local market wasn't as big for them as selling it to a big brand.
So. And just making others aware of it, too.
Right.
Because that's another thing that I like being able to do is make people more aware and knowledgeable of where their food's coming from and, like, what they're getting. And because I think it's important.
And I think that leads back to the internet, Facebook, all that other stuff is that that transparency is much more readily available. Target customer. Who would you say is your target customer?
I mean, my range of customers is pretty wide. So I just, you know, want to target people that are trying to live a healthier life or trying to transition into that and make it, help them make it maybe an easier transition. So there's anybody really could...
Yeah, I think the healthy living lifestyle, that's such a big trend now. Again, back to people are more just more knowledgeable about stuff. So even people that even 2 years ago would never have said, you know, I'm trying to eat healthy are, you know, trying to eat healthy or making healthier choices.
My dad, he has... My mom, like I said, has always been organic and healthier stuff. And so for a while there, it was like my dad would eat like separate stuff than all of us and things. Because he just like didn't catch on as quickly. But now he's all about it and into it and supports it. And I mean, obviously he supports it now too because he has to with me. But he really believes it also too now. So it's cool to see that.
Yeah, even my kids have bought into it and they're 15 and 10. So it's more mainstream now. So it's not like the outside fringes anymore. So going back to when you were doing in the health food store, doing the farmer's market, and then the last few months of being in the store, I'm sure there's something that you would have done differently all the way back to the beginning, or even back to 9 months ago when you first had the vision of the store and came into the space.
There, I mean, I could really try to think about like what I, there's always going to be something you want to do differently. But I mean, personally, I think in that time, I would try to take more time for myself, because I obviously am super passionate about this, and I sometimes would get overwhelmed. And I think if, I mean, I talk about like living a healthier lifestyle and stuff. So sometimes you have to take time for yourself and really let yourself relax and have a moment to take away from business. Because I was, while I was doing all of that stuff, I still was working another job also and traveling back and forth. So sometimes it got a little too much. So I think you need to take some like rest and time for yourself for sure.
It's hard to do during the drive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I still have a hard time doing it right now. So
yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you're here most waking hours.
Yeah, because I didn't have an actual physical location, so everything was at, you know, my house that I would do all like my planning and, you know, mm-hmm. all the paperwork and all that stuff. So it was hard to separate the two and, you know,
definitely
have a life also.
Yeah. And then you said you were driving to Valpo to the commissary, so.
Yeah. It was 50 minutes away, so it'd be like almost like 2 hours of driving like each time going out there. So it's a lot. And then I used to serve at the Lighthouse restaurant in Cedar Lake. So, I mean, those hours are late and everything like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's totally worth it. I would do it over again, but I just would maybe make some more time for myself.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Definitely at the beginning, it's hard. Yeah. If you're doing all these other things, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the drive to do it on your own is what actually takes you there, like not wanting to be...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
...consumed by other people's demands.
Yeah, and that's what it was. You know, I was like, this is what I want to do, and you have mm-hmm. to, and you have to be firm, too, because there are going to be people that are going to try to sway what you mm-hmm. want to do also and try to turn it into something else and give you ideas or suggestions. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's what you have to... A thing going back to your other question, like, you know, you just have to stick firm to your what you believe in and like what you're doing, and that you want, you're passionate about this, you want it to be successful, and that's the biggest driving force that mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, there's lots of people with ideas about stuff they want to do, but the amount of people that actually can follow through because of that, I think, because of other people's influence, I think so many people are like, oh, you know. They're hesitant because they would never take that challenge and they take that risk. So the few people that do are usually successful when they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, I've had so many people say stuff and then like suggest, and I was like, well, you can do it then. But then they don't do it. So you're like, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They want everyone else to do it for them so they don't have to take the risk, like you said.
Yeah. The risk is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I'm sure you're always educating yourself on culinary stuff, books, podcasts, any seminars or anything that you've done that have given you a big aha moment that you've been able to transition into the business?
I think it's just, you know, my work experience has been a major thing that's helped me be successful and transition into this and make it work. I've worked since I've been 16, like all the time, constantly. I never don't work. So, and I love working. So that's a good thing that has helped me, I think, definitely mm-hmm. get into this. And I mean, I love to watch documentaries on Netflix about, like, you know, there's tons of them about, you know, industrial farming and like healthier eating, and you know, I just read different cookbooks and read up on chefs, and like you said, I follow a bunch of different chefs on Instagram and just see like new things that are out there, and you know, I keep in contact with all my chef friends from culinary school.
That's
and
cool.
just you know
yeah.
hearing about what they're doing. My good friend from culinary school, she opened a restaurant. She's from Mexico. She opened a barbecue restaurant in Mexico, cool. kind of more like American style, but okay. you know, Mexican flares to it.
Yeah.
So it's going really well for her. So it's awesome to see her spin on, you know,
yeah.
some different barbecue things that, you know, we're used to. And my other good friend, he's opening up a restaurant in Alabama. So he's in the process right now. So it's really cool to see all of us, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing these things. And I have friends in California, New York. So it's awesome to see the different.
Yeah, it's great to have a peer group that's yeah. doing similar things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And see everyone be successful and, you know.
So how about the Chefs Lafayette that you were involved with? Do you still keep in contact with them as far as anything, or?
I do.
Okay.
They're, Chef Mike, he's actually back at Purdue and he's getting his master's, and Chef Ivan's down in Lafayette still too. You know, just with all our busy schedules, sometimes it's hard to stay right. in contact as much, but we do, you know, text each other or comment on stuff, you know,
that's
every
cool.
here and there. But,
yeah.
you know, we get, see pictures pop up of like,
yeah.
when we do the Lafayette, Taste of Lafayette and together. So it's awesome. I know if I needed anything, I could call them up and they'd help me with anything.
Yeah, that's a great resource to have.
Yeah.
And I know you probably don't have a ton of time outside of business, but is there anything that you do enjoy doing outside of business?
I like to be outside a lot, so sometimes I like to go on the bike trail here in Crown Point or Griffith, wherever it all goes.
Yeah.
And if I have a chance, which I actually have a chance this Sunday, I like to go up to Chicago and go
okay.
try out new restaurants.
Yeah.
And
so still revolve around food.
Yeah. yeah, everything still revolves around food. So I have like a plan of like all the places I'm going to go to on Sunday already, and it's all food places. My mom's
yeah.
like, you're going to all those places? I'm like, I might not eat at all of them, but I have like little things. But,
right.
you know,
yeah.
it's like I got to get, because I'm dairy free right now. So I eat a lot of vegan stuff too. But I'm like, I have to go get a vegan donut because I can't get them around here. So that's definitely a
there
stop.
There is a place, I can't remember, Brianna's.
Oh, really?
In St. John. Get vegan donuts.
Well, might be going there tomorrow. So.
All right. So to wrap up, let everybody know where you're located, hours, all that contact information, where to stalk you on social
okay.
media, all that stuff.
We are located in Crown Point. It's 186 Southwest Street. It's right behind the square. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, and then Saturday, 11 to 4, and we're closed Sundays. And we do have a Facebook page, so you can follow us, Green is Good by Kate, on Facebook, or we have an Instagram, and that's Green is Good by Kate also.
Cool. Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 11 to 4, closed Sunday.
Yes.
All right, grab and go stuff.
Yes.
Can sit here a few tables, chill yeah. out. Enjoy the atmosphere.
Yep, relax.
Cool. Anything that we didn't touch on that you want to talk about?
I think we covered a good amount of it.
Cool. I'm excited. The small business atmosphere, I love it. Northwest Indiana, there's way too many franchises that are national. So stuff like this is good. And the healthy eating, I think there's a big market for it into the future. People that did it 5-10 years ago, they're not in business anymore because
yeah.
the market wasn't there. But now, I think you should have great success.
I hope so.
Cool. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you too.